ambulance call board statistics, as per ETAS scheduled, 9,151 911 calls were received during May, with 75% of the calls being received from wireless phones. A total of 2,337 fire, advanced life support, and basic life support incidents were dispatched. Next is DelDOT Public Workshop. DelDOT will be holding a public workshop regarding the Iron Branch Road State Street Road Safety Improvement Project on June 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Millsboro Fire Company. Airport Advisory Committee attached as an agenda for the June 22nd Airport Advisory Committee meeting, which will be held at 7 o'clock at the West Complex instead of the EOC. It will be at the West Complex on Route 113 in Georgetown. Thank you.
Mrs. Susan M. Webb, Finance Director. Fund
Thank you.
Balance Policy, ma'am.
This is, how timely is this coming down?
Telling you.
I do have a couple of changes, additional sentences. It doesn't really change the meat of the policy, but you got this in your packet. And Ms. Jennings and Ms. Roth and Mr. Baker and I worked on a draft policy for our fund balance. Our fund balance is basically our net assets minus our liabilities, and it's a measure of what our resources are that are available. But we need to establish some procedures for reporting fund balance in accordance with a new GASB, which is the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. So this policy will apply to our county's governmental funds only, not our sewer districts. This is for our general fund, our capital projects fund. And now fund balance is just really the meat of it. They have come up with some new terminology to use and some little bit different definitions. We were using reserved and unreserved, designated, and basically nothing's changed except that they have some new categories, as you see here, and definitions of the fund balance options. And these are the terms that we would use on our fund balance and our financial statements. And I'll just review these really quickly and give you a couple examples of what would be in each of these categories. Non-spendable fund balance is basically just that. It's not in a spendable form. It's not in cash. It's like inventories are really transfer tax loans where we have loaned our sewer districts money in interim financing. Restricted fund balance is the next most restrictive, and this is in order of being restrictive to us for use. These are constraints that are used, imposed by creditors or laws of other governments like the state or enabling legislation. For instance, our realty transfer tax cash that we have that is restricted because it is by law restricted for certain use, as well as any grant funds that we might have that are unspent at the time of our year end that are restricted for a certain grant purpose. We must spend it on that purpose. The next level would be the committed fund balance, and this is amounts that are restricted or committed for specific purposes determined by a formal action by our body of government, which is our county council, by resolution or ordinance. And this, you as a county council are the highest decision-making authority, and as you commit those funds, the same level must be made to uncommit those funds. So if you wanted to commit something in one situation and then decide, I don't want to, you know, we decide not to do that project, and if you did a resolution or an ordinance to do it, you must do the same level to uncommit that project. The next would be an assigned fund balance, and this is what the county intends to do. It's just based on intent. So it's neither restricted or committed. And the intent could be made by the county council itself, the county finance director, the county administrator, or the budget committee, and that's what we would like approval on today. And in reality, and sometimes in the budget committee while we're budgeting, we do pieces of all of these when we look at our budget and funding that we have available. And then the last is the unassigned fund balance, which basically is synonymous with the rainy day fund or the undesignated that we had previously. Also, It does allow now governments to have a new category called a stabilization arrangement, which you can see here is the idea of providing funds for emergency or urgent use that the county administrator or county council could declare as an emergency. You could adopt a stabilization policy with a minimum level set by a percentage or just a specified amount. And this really rose out of basically like the bigger states that had severe budgetary issues and severe revenue shortages when the economy. So they've put this in there so that it kind of is like a tax stabilization, not really applicable to us, but we would like to have it in the policy so that when the time would ever come, if we would need something like this, we have a policy and we just, it could be set up fairly easy. I don't know if David wants to add anything to it. It really doesn't change much except that give us a policy for how the new fund balance will be presented, starting with our June 30, 2011 financial statements.
Mr. Baker?
I think it reflects how we've operated in the
right.
past. It is a new classification. The names are different, but yeah, I think it does. The proposal does reflect pretty much how we've operated in the past.
So as you make
unassigned pretty much matches up with undesignated fund balance.
As you do take action, formal action in the form of an ordinance or a resolution, it would go in a certain level of fund balance, like commitment,
okay.
or versus a less restrictive level assigning, and that's basically what it is. It's for creditors or readers of the financial statements to look at the fund balance and say, okay. You know, what are the categories and how much money's in each?
Okay. So you have a motion?
I have a motion. If there's not any questions.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
In our most recently passed budget, we had set aside a block of money to kind of an endowment for the fire companies that they can earn interest
That's
off of.
Committed.
This will be, this will help in the categorization of that money, I suppose?
Yes.
Okay. That would be
That's
the new.
That's a good example.
The new
as well as
fund
like
balance.
The land trust funds, which are by ordinance,
okay.
uh-huh. They would be set aside from anything that's just merely assigned.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Or unassigned.
Okay. Mrs. Webb, your motion, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt the fund balance policy for fiscal year 2011 as presented today, June 21st, 2011.
Anyone here? So moved. Have a motion,
so moved.
Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I do. Mrs. Webb, if we were to participate in farmland preservation, where would that, what account would that money be in?
Well, participating in it, we have, by ordinance, we are required to set aside a certain amount of funds for the Sussex County Land Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say that's farm. They use it for
okay.
farmland preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Their funds
okay.
would be set aside. Now, we have done farmland preservation without giving it through
right.
them
mm-hmm.
and done our budget.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, anything that's in the budget doesn't mean it's getting saved or reserved. We would have to take action to do that.
Okay. Any more
you.
Questions?
Mm-hmm.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, insurance renewal recommendations.
Yes, thank you. In your packet, you received the insurance renewal recommendations for today, and this included our consultant's analysis and recommendations as well as the results of the scoring. And I have recommendation for county's insurance coverage for the period July 1st, 11 through June 30th, 14. Ms. Louise Thompson from our county department and Mr. Scott Agar from Insurance Buyers Consultants, our insurance consultants, are here today, and Mr. Agar will present his recommendations. And I would like to thank both Ms. Thompson and Mr. Agar for their time and efforts on this project. They've been working on it a long time. It's very important, and I appreciate their hard work. Insurance Buyer Council prepared the request for proposals for our insurance bids, and we have evaluated the results of the bids and are prepared to make a recommendation today. And Scott, welcome.
Thank
Sorry
you
had to wait a little bit.
Not a problem.
If you'd
Good
like.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I also want to recognize Louise Thompson's efforts. She's done an awful lot of the heavy lifting in managing and maintaining all the information about the county's assets, operations, vehicles, properties, and whatnot. That's really made for a better product to take to the marketplace in order to seek proposals. And she was also very helpful in addressing some of the questions that, or at gathering the information for the questions that were presented by various underwriters as to certain operational controls and things of that nature that I think also results in a better product for the county. As Ms. Webb has advised, we've put together an RFP. We were able to identify interested proposers, provided them the RFP, or they were able to download it. Because of some unique nature of the insurance marketplace, we need to assign insurers to different proposers so that they don't run into conflicts and start to eliminate that insurer from the proposal process. We analyzed the proposals submitted, and we've submitted the recommendations presented. Due to the nature of sort of the county's existing placement and exposures, there was a limited number of underwriters willing to provide proposals. There's a number of factors involved in that, some of which they've even expressed to us, some maybe a little speculative, but to some degree, you are a bit of a victim of your own success. We've had several underwriters calling us, in fact, not even believing us when we gave them the answer the second time as to whether that insurance premium was actually that low for one coverage or another, and we had to say that. And because of that, there were some underwriters that simply backed off because they weren't willing to entertain the price point for the types of coverages and exposures that the county had. There's other underwriters that are not interested or have greater restrictions on providing coverage, such as the peril of wind on counties that are coastal. And so that sort of pares down the number of interested underwriters in that regard. And also, if there is a certain unique or concentrations of loss activity, that can tend to deter underwriters from offering proposals, even though their business is risk. Sometimes they are risk averse and avoid situations where they're not so clear in their profit opportunity. That being said, only your current producer was able to submit a proposal for all lines of coverage, and also was the only one who was able to provide a property program that was ready to bind on the county's behalf. We were able to identify two separate options for the bulk of the liability coverages, each of which had their pros, cons, but on balance, when weighing them and attempting to score the benefits versus the detriments of each, we did not see enough of the alternatives proposal to merit relocating, dislocating, or changing your insurance product from its existing placements. The staff has expressed a high level of satisfaction with Pratt Insurance. That in and of itself is a valued commodity, and we took that into account when we made our recommendations. And anytime you have any kind of transfer or change in your business, there are certain transitional risks you have to assume. The new producer may take time to get up to speed with all the aspects, operations, and claims activity of the county. And oftentimes there can be some loss of information and loss of information that could benefit you in insurer negotiations, claim settlements, and things of that nature. So on par, we just didn't see that there was enough in the alternative property, or excuse me, the alternative liability proposals to unseat the incumbent's placement. In Ms. Webb's summary, there was two areas where staff was more comfortable in a slightly different tact than our recommendations, and we had absolutely no concerns with those. In fact, some subsequent information, more current information than we had had initially on auto claim activity, not just the activity of it, but the fact that the insurance company did not quite categorize them correctly, clearly pointed to us supporting the maintenance of a lower deductible. So if there was any questions that anyone would like to pose in regards to the insurance process or placement, I would attempt to answer them at this point.
Any questions of council?
Did you, there were, like Scott mentioned, two differences from his recommendation. One was the automobile deductible remaining at $1,000, and the other was not switching the airport liability coverage, as it was a very little immaterial change in principle. So because of our customer service that we like to maintain, we recommend staying with the incumbent on that. And just a side note, as the prices did come in, this will be short a little over $100,000, positive a little over $100,000 to our 2012 budget. So that's good news.
We have no question. I guess you have a motion?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the purchase of insurance for the period July 1st, 2011 to June 30th, 2014, as recommended by Insurance Buyers Council and the County Finance Department, binding coverage with Pratt Insurance.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, good job.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I'm sorry, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And thank
Scott,
thank
Scott
everyone for all the hard work. Mrs. Thompson.
Thank you, thank you, ladies.
Mrs. Brewington, medical insurance savings proposal. I like that word, saving. That's a good thing.
Good morning. With the renewal of the medical insurance for fiscal year 2012, a savings initiative was brought to our attention by Integra for some high-cost claims involving diagnostic testing, which that would include MRIs, PET scans, CAT scans. With partnering with a network provider, OneCall, some analysis was done that we could be saving 50 to 60% per claim, which would mean that employees would be offered to use the OneCall network. In partnering with OneCall and our employees, we would waive the $20 copay for gold, those who participate in the gold plan, and then those who participate in the silver plan, the copay would go to 100% after deductible has been met. So it's kind of a win-win situation, so the employee does not have to use the one call provider network. However, it's a cost savings for the county, and then we would pass it on to the employee. Do I have any questions?
Well, from what you're saying, there's no incentive to use it.
The incentive would be each claim by using someone that's in the one call network. Savings would be 50 to 60% per claim passed on to the county.
Okay.
So to incent our employees to use this program, we would waive the $20 copay for
that's
those who are in the gold plan.
Okay, that's the incentive.
And then for those that are in the silver plan, we would also increase that copay after the deductible has been met. Mm-hmm. Currently it's 90%. It would go to 100%.
Okay.
So let me get this. If I'm laying somewhere in some table and I need a service,
mm-hmm.
and I can save some money, but I got to go somewhere. I got to get up and go somewhere else, or versus me paying $20 and just laying there and letting them wheel in the machine.
Yes. So the difference would be if you were in the hospital, you probably wouldn't have that option. However, if your doctor said, I want you to get an MRI done, CAT scan,
right.
that type of
you
thing,
pick.
If you use the folks that are listed in your packet as a network provider, and they're listed throughout the state of Delaware in each county.
Like in this county,
Papa Stavros is listed in there. You also have Seaford, Milford, Newcastle County, Kent County, Salisbury, and Berlin.
We're okay. One call medical. No, okay. So if I'm down there in Ocean View, I could go. The closest one I could go to would be where? Let's see. I'm looking at this.
You could go
again.
To Lewis, or you could go to Berlin.
Berlin
or Salisbury.
Lewis or Berlin. It cost me $20 in gas.
Well, you can make an appointment on your way home from here or something. You know, there's ways around it.
Okay.
It's an option. The incentive there is it's going to be a savings to use someone within the network for the county, 50 to 60% savings on the claim.
Okay.
And then it's an incentive to the employee that will waive that fee for them. So it's a partnership between the employees and the county.
It's not something they have to do. It's something they can do.
Correct.
Okay.
To save them some money.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any more questions of council for Ms. Brighton?
Does an employee have to do anything, or who's currently...
We will be...
Happen automatically or something?
We will communicate the information. It's also going to be displayed on the new medical card, if this is passed, with the telephone number for them to call, so then they can select their choice where they would like to go.
Where is one call? What is this, a name of a series of services, or what is it?
One Call Medical is the first network, our first company in the nation to develop a business devoted specifically to diagnostic testing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just using a preferred network, just like the PPO.
Okay.
So they're looking for our business, and in turn, we're able to pass on the savings to our employees.
And they give us discounts, and that's the savings.
Any more questions of Mr. Brinkman? Do you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a change in the medical insurance plan whereby we utilize One Call Network for diagnostic testing and waive copays of $20 for those participants who use the network that are currently on the gold plan, and change the coinsurance to 100% for those participants who are currently on the silver plan.
So, have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to go along with the recommendation of Mrs. Brewington and our insurance people. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll vote yes. It looks like a good idea to save the employees money and save the county. I just hope that One Call is an excellent service. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation of personnel, I vote yes.
Also, based on recommendation of personnel, I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.